Before Christmas, we studied the first part of Matthew and then have had a breather and now coming back to it, but leaving a chunk out just to take the last part of Matthew's gospel to lead us through to our celebration of Easter. And this is what we're looking at. And the way it starts is Jesus said to the crowds and his disciples, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So a reminder for those who remember from before Christmas, and to let you know, if you weren't here and don't know, is that any book has a structure. So any book that you read will be built around a structure, and it's same with books of the Bible. And Matthew's gospel is built around a structure of five teaching blocks. The first teaching block is known as the Sermon on the Mount. Then there are three others. And this is what we're looking at this morning, is the start of the fifth teaching block. And it's one of the ways that Matthew helps us see the comparison between Jesus and Moses. Because for those of you who know a little bit about the Bible will know that the first five books of the Bible written or thought to be written by Moses were the foundations of what the Jews at the time believed. And what Matthew is trying to say is that Jesus is like Moses, only more so. Moses gave the books of the law. Jesus gives the books of the new covenant. Jesus gives the books of the new relationship that we can have with God. Moses brought the people out of captivity in Egypt, brought them through the wilderness, ready to enter the promised land. Jesus is also leading his people out of captivity through the wilderness and ready to take them through death itself and onto the new world that God is going to make for them. But unlike Moses, who stayed on the other side of the Jordan, letting someone else take the people across to the promised land, Jesus is going to go ahead, like his namesake Joshua, and Jesus is going to take his people into the promised land. Jesus is like Moses, but more so. But Jesus finds himself surrounded by leaders, other leaders, who themselves think that they are the followers of Moses. They think they are the people who in Jesus' generation were like Moses. But these people's agenda was very different from Jesus. And what Jesus is saying in this passage, not only is their agenda very different than his, but it's also very different than Moses himself. And so in this, the last of the five teaching blocks, Jesus brings his complaints against the leaders. And as Matt brought, one of the complaints is about camping. Now that's a picture that I picked up. I go to Valencia a bit. I'm involved with the church there. And that's an urban backpacker list for urban people who want to go backpacking in Spain. But the reality is, if you're going camping these days and you're trying to put it on a backpack, you have to have far more things than that. And even though you can make lightweight tents, that's still heavy. You need to have your stove, your kettle, you need to have your sleeping bag. I used to, as a youngster, I don't anymore. Fortunately, my wife refuses to camp, so it's easy to not have to camp. But I used to do this, and I used to have a rucksack, and I used to put loads of things on it. But these days, I realise I just wouldn't be able to lift it anymore. And And lots of people, you see the people with their backpacks on and things. You think, how can you carry them? What Jesus is saying is that the Pharisees, the teachers, they're putting heavy burdens on the shoulders of others and are unwilling to carry it themselves, unwilling to help them. The weight of the backpack, the weight of the things that they're saying you have to carry, it's just too heavy. And they're always quoting, well, you need to do this because that's what Moses said, but they're not doing it themselves. And Jesus said, it's not wrong to pay attention to what Moses said, but these teachers have missed the point. What Jesus already said, sort of, if you read the earlier part of Matthew's gospel, you see Jesus saying, picking up what Moses said, you need to love your neighbor. You need to love God. You need to practice justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Those are the things that Moses taught. What Jesus is saying, Moses is not about arbitrary rules. It's not about what you swear by. You can, if you swear by this, you've got to do it. If you swear by that, you don't have to do what you say. It's not about tithing spices. That's not what it means to follow in Moses' footsteps.